Broadcast of Today program Thursday. On it's May the 8th, 2014. You could be singing What's New at DougStephan.com. Well, what is new is that in this hour, there's a broad panorama, a painting, if you will, of several different issues that I like to think we can dig around in and come up with some information that would sort of include in-depth conversation, examination, preclusions, excursions into areas that we don't normally spend a whole lot of time on during the other hours of the Good Day program. Such is the case when it comes to talking about most matters that are sports related. Probably the biggest television slash sports story of the day is the fact that NBC agreed to pay $7.75 billion to broadcast the six Olympic Games that go between now and 2032. $7.75 billion kind of highlights the staggering sum of money, the value, if you will, that these big media companies are placing on live events, the live programming in a market disrupted by a lot of people's viewing habits. People just don't watch things live, I shouldn't say. Well, some people don't, and more people are not. They choose to use this button and that device and do it later and DB it and all of that stuff. So, as more of you consume media on your own terms, on your own schedules, in your own way, often without commercials, broadcasters regard live events as the only content that compels most viewers to watch it in real time as one vast audience, not only around the country, but around the world, without filtering out advertising and advertisers. The Olympics have long been NBC's most prized possession. ESPN has used its billions of dollars in annual subscriber fees to build a portfolio of enormous deals for live sports, Fox, CBS, NBC, long-term agreements with the National Football League, for example. Again, all of this stuff, people want to watch it in real time. The agreement between NBC and the Olympic Committee also captures just how technologically frenetic the media landscape is. Once these deals had to contemplate only using television. Now, though, smartphones, tablets have become an increasingly large segment of the viewing audience, and nobody can guess how people are going to be watching sports. Can you imagine going ahead to 2032, what the technology is going to bring? This is a big gamble on the part of NBC. The new contract acknowledges that there are going to be changes, stipulating that NBC will have the exclusive rights to broadcast the games on whatever technology emerges between now and then. As the dominating force in Olympic television since 1992, NBC has shifted from the O-line model that utilized only broadcast television to one that adds cable channels, to one that actually last February, the Winter Games in Russia, embraced the live video streaming of all the events to computers and smartphones and tablets. NBC has swooped in to make billion-dollar Olympic rights acquisitions before, now looking at extending its domination further than ever. A lot of money. And, you know, by 2032, pretty much all the people that run NBC will be long gone. So I was thinking about NBC, to an extent, using its successful template from this year's Olympics, planning to adapt all along the way. Average of 21 million viewers watch the games in prime time each evening. Also 62 million digital users, 10 million live online video viewers. And in one finding from surveys conducted after the game, 67% of people said that they saw the Olympics and found them more enjoyable because there were more ways to consume them than ever before. So, Comcast, NBC's parent company, largest provider of cable and broadband service in our country, is wagering that this is going to continue to be a big profit center, that everybody's going to be interested in the Olympics. I don't find them intriguing. I just don't care, frankly. Am I being cruel, callous, whatever it is. I just am not intrigued pretty much by most sports in general. But it is a great show place, and it is a defensive move by them. Profitability is harder to determine because you don't know what technology is going to be like, as I said a few minutes ago. But for 18 years, NBC has been all over this, and this puts them into another 18-year category. NBC is probably going to win its first season in 10 years in adults 18 to 49 because of the Olympics. Think about the other things. Well, they use the Olympics for a platform to move The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon into a front showcase as Jay Leno left. And then they've promoted Seth Meyer, which is, I suppose, move A and B to get younger people. Younger people are watching sports as well. A lot of money, a lot of money for something that is, listen, we don't all have to understand it, right? If these people are willing to spend the money. I think that the story here, though, is that it's just kind of an amazing reality how much people do pay attention to the Olympics and to sports in general. You know, they put all the Today Show crew over there and all their nightly news people over there. God love them. Happy to have them keep the economy going, aren't you? Up next, sports with a different sway, if you will. Anthony Caruso is here to talk about racism in sports, and that's up next here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Spring is here and everything is blooming just outside your door. But inside, there are lingering household smells that you can't get rid of. Make those foul odors magically disappear with Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener naturally absorbs odors and leaves a clean, fresh scent. It's the perfect fresh air solution because it just doesn't cover up odors, it eliminates them. Try a free sample. Call 877-344-7724 today or go to citrusmagic2014.com. Look for Citrus Magic Air Freshener at your favorite retailer and bring those spring scents into your home. Call today for your free sample, 877-344-7724. Citrus Magic Air Freshener is available as a long-lasting solid or an eco-friendly non-aerosol spray. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic Air Freshener. Call right now for your free sample, 877-344-7724. Or go to citrusmagic2014.com for your free sample.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston mask. What's Boston?
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's spring clearance event. That's 11 days with prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's spring clearance event, in-store and online.
Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen now bringing in Anthony Caruso, who's a nationally known sports and entertainment attorney, former sports team owner, and a sports contract specialist. The obvious focus would be on the NBA, Donald Sterling. What's going on? Can he beat all of the things that have been thrown at him? Mr. Caruso, thanks for joining us here on the Good Day program. I guess we would go back to what, from a legal point of view, actually happened. What was it that brought about? What can the NBA hang their hat on when it comes trying to make all of this that they've come up with stick, given the fact that Sterling now has filed an injunction, a suit against them for a lot of money? So where does all this shake out?
Good morning, Doug. It's very simple. The NBA is a self-governing, privately held association. It's not a governmental agency. So, honestly, they could vote out an owner for almost any legitimate reason. And in this case, they felt that comments that went public could possibly hurt the NBA brand, and that is probably enough to have an owner ousted.
So, in court, can Sterling come back with something that it would make a judge think this was too harsh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are certainly defenses that Sterling can raise, and I would think the main defense, if I were representing Sterling, would be that the information and the tape-recorded voice message could have been done or obtained illegally, so to speak, the fruits that they're the results here were damaged or tainted, and therefore the result is tainted.
One of the things that people are now looking at, all those folks who want to buy the team, and there are numbers being thrown around that seem kind of astronomical, considering the Clippers are really not that good, or haven't been, and much of it is because of Sterling being a cheap wad, but under the circumstances, he's created a situation. I mean, you could make a case for him having created this himself, so that he would maximize at his age whatever the value of the team is. You can make that argument, right?
I guess you could, certainly. But I think many that watch the ways pro sports has grown over the years from a fan base standpoint and a corporate sponsorship standpoint, any team that was purchased 20, 30 years ago is certainly worth much more now. And I think, yes, the commotion that's being caused from this is probably adding to the value.
Mm-hmm. Has there been a precedent for this? Anything like this ever happened before, Mr. Caruso?
Yes, there has. The most notable situation was a few years back with the owner of the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball,
Mark Schott,
who was accused of also being discriminatory in many ways, and the baseball executives did force her out.
Mm-hmm. She was a very interesting character. I worked in Cincinnati for a while, attended a few functions with her. she had a mouth amongst other things, but she was not unlike Mr. Sterling in her views, for sure. But that stuff, I don't know how to say this and couch it, that stuff goes on and is more accepted in Cincinnati than it is in Los Angeles. Doesn't mean it's right. It just is not. The people there were upset about her losing the team versus L.A. being happy about Sterling losing the team.
Yes, I think the circumstances were a little bit different, and again, it was a different time in history. But certainly, I think all will agree that there can't be any tolerance for this kind of behavior, even though it was a private conversation in the presence of one's home. It's indicative of a pattern with this gentleman, and certainly there's just no tolerance for that, not in the corporate sponsorship.
Do you think there's a double standard, though, with the way the players are treated compared to how the scrutiny put upon the owners?
Oh, certainly. There's always a double standard. That's what makes our country so great. There's always an argument on either side. There's always a double standard. And you just have to take it case by case and try to figure out the most fair thing to do.
Yeah, and there is. It's really kind of interesting, though, the double standard that's in full view here. Mr. Caruso, thank you. That was instructive. Anthony Caruso, former sports team owner and a sports and entertainment attorney here on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Songs from the 1990s, all of which feature lyrics that suggest the songwriters of that decade were really lazy. Listen to this.
Maybe they're just respectful.
This is great. Audio from our video of the day. Amazing that people have the kind of, they first of all have a brain that sort of picks this out, and then they have the time to do this. You know how much time must have taken to do this? But there's no lyric line here. That's obviously the point.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Shana now, we need him, Kenny.
Oh, not from the 90s.
It's in the 60s, been fine. How much more of the stuff we got?
I think this is the last one.
All right, so when you discovered this, what was your first thought, Ken?
That I was surprised that it had never occurred to me before, but I knew most of these songs.
Yeah.
I'd never thought about that in the 90s.
They're all the same.
Poll today at DougStefan.com, which is basically inspired by our video of the day. Which decade produced your favorite music? 1950s? Yep. 1960s? Yeah. 1970s? Yeah. 80s? No. 90s? Yeah. 2000s? Yeah. That's just my response. Wow. You can... strap yourself to yours at DougStephan.com. The poll yesterday, Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie.
Asked which of the following takes up most of your time on an average day. 33% of those who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, I tend to spend most of my time doing two or more of the things that were enumerated here, like watching TV, emailing, texting, talking on the phone, interacting with people. 24% of you said, though, you like to interact with people person to person. Let's see, where else do we go here of significance? 15% of you said you like to exchange email and social media with your friends. 13% of you said watching TV is how you spend your extra time. 12% said talking on the phone. 3% said texting, emailing, and doing other things on my smartphone. So there. How's that?
How do you like your smartphone, by the way? You're kind of a new adapter now, right?
I traded it in.
All right. What?
I used it for a day, didn't like it. And
Doug, you're back to a flip phone?
I am. Well, here's what I did. I had a big Note, what was it, a Note 3? The Samsung, and I couldn't hold it in my hand. It took me two hands to operate.
Small hands, eh?
Well, relatively. So anyway, I used it. When I'm driving, you can't do it. So that really put me in a loss. So Bob talked me into trading it in for the smallest handheld device that I will get trained. I mean, I got used to it. I was getting used to
how it operates. So it's a smartphone still.
You're not, still a, you, okay. Yeah, no, I'm using my flip phone, but I'm going to have a smartphone on the other line.
Gotcha.
So I have both of them. So you can give me two ways, Jennifer. 28 past the hour and good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastley Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And change after the hour, as the gallery room is filled with listeners wondering what's on Doug's mind next. 888-302-3684. I want to remind you always of the telephone line. Get in here and reach me. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and email to Doug@DougStefan.com. Let's have some fun. Ready for a little fun? I mean, you may think this is serious, and I guess it kind of is, but it's also fun in sort of a cynical, sarcastic, sardonic way to watch people like Lois G. Lerner squirm in her seat. As well, she ought to. House voting to hold former IRS service official Ms. Lerner in contempt of Congress and request a special prosecutor to investigate the agency's targeting of advocacy groups during the past couple of election cycles. Now, of course, no one would ever in their right mind think this was actually happening. It couldn't be possible. They couldn't do this sort of thing, right? Nobody would be motivated to use the IRS for personal gain or to get back at folks who would be enemies of the current administration. No, nobody would think that was the case. Ms. Lerner headed the IRS division that processed applications for 501c3 tax-exempt status. She invoked, the Fifth Amendment during the last two hearings. Pretty frustrating for people who want to get answers. So the vote was taken, 231 to 187, 3 days shy of the date when Ms. Lerner apologized at a legal conference for actions the IRS took against organizations with Tea Party and Patriot in their name. Her comments marked the first time the agency officially acknowledged using inappropriate screening techniques toward these right-wing groups. Days after that event, Inspector General released a report saying the IRS had inappropriately targeted tax exemption applicants for extra scrutiny based on their names and the policy issues themselves. So the House voted 250 to 168 in favor of a measure calling for a prosecutor to investigate the entire matter. Eric Cantor, the majority leader pushing for the move, said the IRS's actions are too serious a matter to leave to the discretion of partisan political participants. Let's try that again, Doug. Partisan political participants. Alliteration. All those P's. So the contempt resolution, as it reads now, asks the Justice Department to seek criminal prosecution against Lerner. Now, what do you think the chances of that happening are, given that Eric Holder and Ms. Lerner are friends? As a matter of fact, somebody told me the reason that Ms. Lerner got the job is because she was friends with Holder. So you think he's going to investigate her? You think there's going to be an unabashed ripping apart of her record? Let's get at it and see what really went on. Or you think it's going to be a whitewash? I'll vote for a whitewash myself. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia can consider referring the matter to a grand jury. It's unclear how the Justice Department would proceed then. Lerner's attorney, Mr. William Taylor, has repeatedly denied that his client did anything wrong. He said, quote, the vote has nothing to do with the facts or the law. Its only purpose is to keep the baseless IRS conspiracy alive through the midterm elections. Wow. Can you imagine that? Of course that's the reason they're doing it. I mean, what do you think? But you gave them the opportunity, you clowns. You gave them the opening. You gave them the possibility. And they're just taking the ball and running with it. You screwed up. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee investigating the matter have argued that Congress can't legally hold Lerner, who retired from the IRS, in contempt because the panel never explicitly overruled her Fifth Amendment assertion or clearly directed her to testify, with at least the threat of contempt. Republicans say that the committee effectively overruled Lerner's refusal to testify when it voted in favor of a resolution saying she waived her First Amendment right by declaring innocence during the first hearing. They say the committee also warned her that she could face contempt charges for refusing to answer questions at the hearing in March. So, what does all this mean? Before the vote yesterday, the House Oversight Committee, Representative Elijah Cummings, top Democrat there, urged the Republicans to allow a hearing to discuss the contempt matter with independent legal experts. He said that Republicans took a step backward in their duty to uphold the Constitution by voting to strip an American citizen of her Fifth Amendment rights. But Representative Issa from California. Remember when this was going on before, how Cummings got into it with Issa, and then Issa sort of apologized for it? Issa described the contempt vote as a step toward a level of accountability that the administration has been unwilling to take. Really? Oh, my heavens. Surprise. What a shock, huh? Approval of the resolution placed Ms. Lerner among only a handful of federal officials to ever be found in contempt of Congress. Most recently, the Republican-controlled House voted to hold Attorney General Holder in contempt for withholding documents. Can you imagine a Holder would do something like that? Nah, that would have been all wrong. Wouldn't do anything like that. Does the Fast and Furious thing ring a bell with you, remember? Fast and Furious? During the Bush administration, the Democratic-led House voted to... I'm not supposed to say Democratic, though, am I? Because that refers to the type of government we have. The Democrat-led House voted to hold the White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and White House Counsel Harriet Myers in contempt after mass firings of U.S. attorneys and allegations that administration officials had sought to politicize the Justice Department. No. Really? Would they do that? Nah. Oh, please. Let's get the Washington Post on the case here. Get an investigation going. Get a good... Where is Woodward and Bernstein when we need them? Have you looked at the face of this woman, by the way? I'm not trying to denigrate her. I would say this about a man. She looks like somebody who's got something to hide. You know, there are always people. You've seen people in your life. You had a teacher in the third grade. You didn't like her? She didn't give you that feeling, that warm, fuzzy, huggy feeling. This woman doesn't do a thing for me either. She looks like a cold, calculating sort. I'd say the same thing about a man, so it's not sexist. Don't send me an email to Doug@DougStephan.com saying I'm a sexist pig because I said what I did about Ms. Lerner. Let's move into another area of legal jurisprudence. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position, can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Now, 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A reminder, after you have decided that you don't like the feeling of that gut that's upset, reflux, all that sort of thing, Gutsy Chewy's the answer. Get yourself from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Speaking of learning more, time for us to spend some time with Stephen. Is that redundant? Time for us to spend some time. This is better. Time for an opportunity to have a conversation about several things in the law, jurisprudence, that sort of thing. When we have legal questions, we always turn to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer practicing on specialized things like estate planning, scams. He has a very important website, scamicide.com. He does a lot of talk radio, has been a feature on this program for actually quite a long time. So I got a couple of things for you. Let's do the important stuff first, Steve. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Britney Spears is being sued for breaking her backup dancer's nose. The lawsuit was filed against Britney Spears. Spears was working on a music video called Work, B-I-T-C-H, and apparently when they got a little excited during the dancing, she smacked her.
Intentionally or just an arm hit her?
Well, I think it was not intentionally. Jennifer, would you think this would have been intentional? I don't think this is intentional.
I don't think so. I think it was during a dance move. You know, sometimes your arms get out of control.
Under the circumstances, one would ask whether this is one of those opportunistic things. And when they are filed, these opportunistic suits, where do they really go? What happens when, I mean, does merit, do they settle them out of court, or is there merit and they fight them and they say, get lost because we're not going to pay you? It's not, you know, it was an accident. So how many lawsuits are based on really, truly accidental happenings?
You know, very few, in fact, because most of the time what happens is they become newsworthy just because they are unusual. And the court can even toss out these kinds of cases if indeed they aren't legitimate. There was a great product liability case in the Boston Federal Court where a man sued because his daughter got hit in the eye by a Frisbee, saying it didn't have a warning on there that said if it hits you in the eye, it can hurt you. And the judge dismissed it and assessed charges against the lawyer and the client.
Good.
I think he actually punched him in the eye, but that may not be accurate.
Good. That sounds good. All right. Supreme Court this week giving limited approval to public prayers at this happened to be in a town called Greece, New York, where Greece is the word, I've heard. The country's religious history is the reason. Is it really, or what? How do you get that out of a constitution? This is supposed to be law decided by the constitutional's interpretation, right?
It is. But one of the things here, what we have is you go back to the context. And, you know, frankly, it's kind of interesting. The country probably was not as religious, and the founding fathers were not as religious, but they were very tolerant of religion. Mm-hmm. And the kind of religious separation today, they really didn't have then. And perhaps what's even being missed more by so much of the media was in the nine opinions, all of them agreed that religion can be done in legislative bodies and in council meetings. Justice Kagan, who wrote the dissent, the chief dissent, said that public forums don't need to become religious-free zones. But it's a matter of the extent of it. And that's what this probably will not be the last case to go over that.
Why not just silently give people an opportunity if they want to say or think something themselves? This same sort of thing came up in issue with both Under God in the Pledge of Allegiance or having prayer in public schools instead of making a big deal out of it. How are these two women that brought this suit harmed?
The kind of thing is people have said, why not just have a moment of silence? And I think also lost here is the city of Greece, town of Greece, when this was brought up initially as an issue before it went all the way through the courts, made an effort to bring in Jewish clergy, Baha'i clergy, to make it more broadening. But, you know, the question is really, is it necessary to have religion there in the first place? And you have to make it mandatory. The old line of a Supreme Court justice, as long as there are math tests, there'll be prayer in school.
Science for me. All right, so one quick one here. Corrective advertising that has been required by the RICO statute aimed against tobacco companies. Now there is a big move to require radio and television to broadcast these corrective ads so that the people who have been harmed by tobacco that allegedly was promoted by television and radio will have a way to fix their problem. Is that something legally that is manifest that has to be done? What do you know about that?
Yeah, you know, this is the kind of thing where here we have in tobacco a product that never would be allowed on the market today, but because it's there, you know, the banning would just turn it into something like prohibition. So with that in mind, with the public safety, corrective ads can be required. The question is at what point? It's like the last time the FTC wanted to put pictures on cigarette packages, the tobacco companies actually won because they showed that they were were too extensive and didn't do the job that they were aimed to.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Here we go, 53 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. What's in the next 5 minutes or so for you? It's a visit with Warren Eckstein, who is here to help you with your pets. All of them. From A to Z. Let's see, what would be an animal that began with an A? An alpaca.
An aardvark.
Aardvark, yep. And what kind of a Z? Zebra. Have a zebra for a pet. Warren is an expert when it comes to taking care of alpacas and zebras, and he's going to prove that in a matter of moments. Plus, we have other things. I want to know how much money you spend on your pet. I was adding up. I took Charlotte for some chiropractic and acupuncture last night, and I was looking at how much that cost, and then I was thinking how much I've spent the last year on Charlotte. And you know what? To me, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make a bit of difference. Some people, however, are conscious of it. And I wonder, Warren can put a number to how much people spend on their pets every year in this country. What kind of a business is the pet business? Where do you find, where do you hear the number? Coming right up here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google Now, the world's best personal digital assistant, just got even better. Google Now's latest update gave it the ability to help you remember exactly where you parked your car. The app will use your phone's sensors to gauge when you've exited a moving vehicle and automatically remember that location, then save that spot into one of Google Now's cards, giving you quick access whenever you're ready to drive again. The feature will mark your location every time you get out of a moving vehicle, so it'll also keep notice of spots like bus stops. If you don't drive very often or want to minimize clutter, you can disable the feature entirely. The latest update also brought a few other features to Google Now, including the ability to give contacts nicknames. That means you can say, call my wife or text my brother, and Google Now will know exactly what to do. The update is rolling out to Android devices, but if you want it right now, grab it at Google Play and you can have it immediately. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is a big business. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here to bring you up to date on a lot of the things that probably are in your face, or if you think about it, they're kind of wow answers to questions like how much do you spend? Do you think about how much money you spend on your pet? So overall, how much are Americans spending on their pets?
Close to $58 billion now, should be $60
billion. A year.
A year. Will be $60 billion within the next 2 years, an increase of 18% every year. When everything else went down, the people, you know, their pets are important to them. Come on, mm-hmm. We know that. So therefore, they spend the money, $60 billion on their pets.
And this is, by the way, from the world of healthier food. Veterinary insurance. I was actually looking into insurance for Charlotte. Do you think that actually pet insurance really work?
It really depends. I'm talking to some insurance companies now. It really depends on the age. For example, if you get it when it's a puppy, that's one thing. But you have to take into consideration, is it a pre-existing disease? Mm-hmm. Is there a lifetime cap? Is there a yearly cap? So all these things have to be taken into consideration. And let me ask you a question, Doug.
Yeah.
Why do you have a dog? Why did you get a dog?
I didn't get Charlotte. Brendan got Charlotte. And Charlotte and I bonded in an amazing way to the point where Brendan gave me Charlotte because of the relationship that we developed. And now that I've had her for all these years, and she's been my constant companion day and night, wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, she's always right there with me, and has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are beings on this planet that are capable of unconditional love.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's a new study. It's kind of an interesting study. I don't know if I agree with it, but a new study says that 40% of females have said the reason they got a dog was for exercise, and 80% of the females claim that they do more exercise since having a dog. People like Cameron Diaz, Nicole Richie, Nikki Reed. So yeah, in other words, 40% of women say, I don't necessarily buy it. I think they got the dog because they just want companionship, just like we do. They want that unconditional love. But according to the study, and it's true, because they realize now that children that live in homes with pets generally get more exercise than kids that live in petless homes, which just makes a lot of common sense. You have to clean up that poop sooner or later.
Well, I don't have a problem. I mean, I get plenty of exercise on the farm, and in general, I have an exercise program and routine. But I can see where people are bigger dogs. As a matter of fact, I see a lot of people that are out and about more in Santa Monica than I do here on the farm, because I'm way off the street, and this street is a narrow country road, so there aren't a lot of people that are running on it anyway. But out in Santa Monica, my heavens, you see every morning outside my house, tons of people up and down the street, the sidewalks, going to the beach, who just are having a great time with their dogs. So
yeah, they're all in a line at the beach getting their dogs and themselves out of their Priuses, Doug. Let's be real.
Well, that's how we're going to beat global warming. Haven't you read the climate report yet, Warren?
I must have missed that report.
Come on. You got to check out the climate report that's out today. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. You can do it through Doug Stephan. If you please. Thanks, Warren.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.